Henry, I do believe I've already informed you that there is always a solution to any problem. It's just a matter of putting that tiny brain of yours to work. So stop moping and start thinking.
Kel, come on, let's talk. We both came here for the same thing. I just happened to find the diamond first. All those years spent working together, we both know this will end in a bloodbath. Preferably, your blood.
It's strange how everything changed, you know? How the world I once knew just crumbled. The streets, once bustling with people, now overrun by nature. Cities that teemed with life now echo with silence.
So what's it like being a seagull, you ask? Well, it's tough. You gotta be ready to move at a moment's notice. You gotta be quick. There's a lot of competition, and these other gulls, they don't give any gull a second chance.
Bethany gives me the once-over as she motions for me to sit. This is an interview for a nanny position, but we both know it's so much more. I intentionally submit. She has to think she's got the power. She asks me the usual questions, but really, she's asking me if I'm planning to steal her husband, her jewelry, her social life, or her child. And in that exact order.
Hey there, I'm Ash. I've got a neck that's, well, quite remarkable. Us giraffes do have the longest necks in the world. There's just one tiny little thing. I'm a bit shy about stretching it all the way. So I've got this special neck dance for when I'm feeling a bit wobbly. Wanna do it with me?
You've been sent to protect me, yes? From the terrors of war? He thinks if I saw men beheaded in front of me, it might harm the insides of my mind. I saw my mother die right in front of my eyes. Now that is something I will never recover from.